Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am in Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Burke, B-U-R-K-E. Gerald Burke is a 69-year-old male who describes he was injured at work on 2/9/21. But he slipped on ice, walking to his truck at Harrison Beverage. But his right foot went forward and his left leg went backwards. But as a result, he believes he injured his left knee and ankle, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, culminating in knee replacement on 8/1/22. Period, he completed his course of active treatment on 2/14/23. Period. Mr. Burke also alleges he injured his left shoulder at work on 3/9/22. Period, he was treated with physical therapy and not surgery. Period. He denies any previous injuries to the involved areas. Period, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Burke alleges on 2/9/21 he slipped and fell, injuring his left foot and left leg. Period, medical records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook on 2/9/21. Period. He denied any prior traumatic injuries to the knee. Period. After evaluation that included x-rays, he was diagnosed with left knee contusion as well as left ankle sprain of the calcaneofibular ligament. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. Physical therapy was instituted on 2/25/21. Period. He followed with Dr. Zook over the ensuing months. Period. There was a gap between his visit of 3/8/21 and the next visit of 11/3/21. Period. On 12/18/21, an MRI of the left knee was done to be inserted. Period. He also had an MRI of the left ankle on 1/6/22 to be inserted. Period. At Dr. Zook's last visit on 5/11/22, he was following up regarding a traumatic incomplete tear of the left rotator cuff. Period. He had physical therapy and a cortisone injection with some improvement. Period. He wanted to continue with conservative care as opposed to pursuing surgical intervention at that time. Period. His last visit concerning the left knee was done on 11/3/21. Period. Mr. Burke declined physical therapy or cortisone injection. Period. It was recommended he use his ankle and knee brace that were previously given to him. Period. X-rays of the left ankle and knee found advanced arthritis in both joints. Period. New paragraph. Beginning 4/2022, we saw Dr. Zook regarding a left knee injury in follow-up. Period. He carried a diagnosis of impingement syndrome and left shoulder girdle sprain. Period. MRI, left shoulder was on at 5/2/22 to be inserted. Period. He continued to be seen regarding the left shoulder through 5/11/22. Period. New paragraph. He had orthopedic podiatric consultation with Dr. Hoffman on 3/25/22 regarding the left ankle. Period. Orthotics have been fabricated to help support the foot and reduce risk for future symptoms. Period. Reports no interval changes. Period. His diagnosis was contusion of the left ankle. Period. Dr. Hoffman deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement status. Period. On 4/4/22, he was seen at Rothman regarding his left knee by Dr. Chippa, CHHIPA. Baird, his diagnosis was unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee. Baird, they had exhausted conservative treatment options, and steroid injection did not help him much. Baird, it was not felt that he would get much relief with viscosupplementation supplementation given the severity of his osteoarthritis. Baird, accordingly, he recommended joint replacement consult. Period. To that end, he was seen by Dr. Ong, ONG, on 5/5/22. Period. He noted left knee x-rays revealed severe arthritis of the knee joint with loss of articular joint space, comma, osteophyte formation, comma, and sclerosis. Period. He is bone on bone laterally. Period. There was moderate severe arthrosis of the medial compartment and evidence of patellofemoral degenerative joint disease as well. Period. He concluded the patient had a pre-existing arthritic condition that was aggravated and made worse by the injury of 2/9/21. Period. He had a CAT scan of the lower extremity on 6/6/22 to be inserted. Period. On 3/6/23, he was given a return to work note, full time without restrictions, regarding the left knee by Dr. Xu, XU. Period. We are not in receipt of the operative reports regarding his left knee in particular, period. Physical exam, extremities upper. Motion of the left shoulder was limited to 30 degrees of adduction and 135 degrees of abduction and flexion with external rotation to 70 degrees. Period. Independent extension and internal rotation were full. Period. Combined extension with internal rotation was to L3. Period on the right, this was to T12. Period motion of the right shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period manual muscle testing was 5/5 for left elbow flexion strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive near impingement, and Hawkins maneuvers on the left shoulder, but these were negative on the right. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower inspection revealed varicosities about the right knee. Baird wore a sock on his right leg, presumably to combat venous disease. Baird, he had healed surgical scarring about the left knee and right hip, consistent with surgeries there. Baird, these were left knee arthroplasty and right hip arthroplasty. Baird, motion of the right knee was from 5 to 135 degrees of flexion with crepitus and tenderness. Paired motion of the left knee was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion with no crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Knees normal. Hip and pelvis normal. Cervical, thoracic, and lumbar, all normal. Impressions. Gerald Burke has alleged being injured at work on two occasions. Period, the first was on 2/9/21, when he slipped and fell, injuring the left lower extremity. Period. His second occurred on 3/9/22, when he fell off of a truck, injuring his left shoulder. Period. He was attended to by Dr. Zook and his colleagues. Period. MRI studies of the knee and ankle were performed. Period. Plain x-rays also demonstrated severe arthritis of the left knee. Period. He ultimately was seen by Dr. Ong, who recommended total knee replacement surgery. This evidently was performed, but we are not in receipt of the operative report. Period. He did not have surgery on the left ankle. period, new paragraph. The current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the left shoulder associated with positive Hawkins and near impingement maneuvers. Period. He had mildly decreased range of motion about the left knee, where his arthroplasty score was noted. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. Period. He had full range of motion about the left knee, while provocative maneuvers were also negative. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait with no entounder or assistive device. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the left leg, there is 15% permanent partial disability regardless of cause. Period. I ascribe 10% of this assessment to his pre-existing advanced degenerative osteoarthritis. Period. This was so severe that it inevitably would have needed arthroplasty regardless of the subject event. Period. I would offer 5% to the incident of 2/9/21. Period. With respect to his left shoulder, there is 3.5% permanent partial total disability. Period. It is noteworthy that at least partial rotator cuff tears are exceedingly common in the general population as they age, even without trauma. Period. Accordingly, there may be a component that will be apportioned to that. Period. End.